Radio News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
And here are the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. In Spain, a local court suspends a home confinement order that was imposed on more than 200,000 people in the northeastern Spanish region of Catalonia after an upsurge in virus cases. Catalonian officials had ordered the lockdown in the area Sunday, a week after the zone had been placed under a less restrictive lockdown. And the northern Moroccan city of Tangier is locked down again after the appearance of epidemic hotspots in this city of 1 million people. And the 250,000 people living in Navotas, one of the areas of Manila, will go back into lockdown for 2 weeks in the coming days. Latin America leapfrogs the United States and Canada to become the world's second worst affected region for coronavirus deaths. The AFP is reporting this. Brazil accounts for almost half of Latin America's recorded fatalities. The pandemic has killed over 569,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States is the worst hit country with over 135,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with more than 72,000. Britain with nearly 45,000, Mexico hitting the 35,000 mark, and Italy with nearly 35,000 deaths as well. And the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, cuts its Middle East and North Africa economic forecast to its lowest level in 50 years over the twin shock of the pandemic and low oil prices. The region's economies could contract by 5.7% this year and by as much as 13% in countries torn by conflict. The IMF is warning. And up to 9.7 million children affected by school closures due to the pandemic are at risk of never going back to class. The aid organization Save the Children is warning.